earlier this month, the state released an annual report on state tourism. The new numbers show that most tourists in Wisconsin are actually from Wisconsin.
And we want to hear from you. Why do you think most Wisconsinites stay in the Badger State for vacation? Do you do that? Do you stay in Wisconsin when you have a vacation? And what is your favorite tourist destination here in the state? And why? What do you like about it? Where are you planning to travel this summer in Wisconsin? And what do you think Wisconsin can do to market our state to other parts of the country, if you think we need to do that at all? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Mike Ivey joins us now in the studio. He's a business reporter for the Capital Times, where he's covered this this story. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So generally speaking, was this good news in this annual report on Wisconsin tourism from an economic perspective?
Oh, yeah. It showed that tourism spending, as the way they counted, was up about 4% from last year. They stuck a number on there. The report says tourists spent about $10 billion in Wisconsin last year, and considering the whole state's GDP, all the goods and services in the state are about $260 billion, it's not an insignificant number to put out there.
And according to the report, most tourists in Wisconsin are actually from Wisconsin. Why are we counting the locals as tourists here? How does that work?
Yeah, that's always an interesting question when they put these reports together. Tourism, the way it's counted, is anyone acting out of their normal activity. So if you go to a movie, if you go out to eat at a different restaurant, if you travel anywhere outside your quote normal daily activity, that's actually counted as a tourism visit. So the numbers do get bumped up a little bit. The people that write the reports like to bump the numbers up because the people that pay for the reports like to see a big fat number. But I'm not sure everybody understands how those things are really counted, but any visit. So if I go to a Friday fish fry at the corner bar, I guess if that's out of my normal routine, maybe it's a new spot I went to, they'll count that as a tourism visit. Then they have a multiplier that they apply to. But a lot of it's based on hotel room stays, spending at the different water parks, tourism exhibits. So that's really how those numbers are put together.
So as we mentioned, most of the visitors from Wisconsin, and then the top states are, no surprise, our neighbors, Northern Illinois, Twin Cities, Michigan, Iowa. We're kind of a regionally focused tourism destination, it sounds like.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, Rob, about only 19% of, actually 48% of people making overnight stays in Wisconsin were actually from Wisconsin. And if you look at what would be called foreign tourists, then this is anyone who's not from the U.S. and Canada would be included. That's only about 6% of our total visitors. So we're not really a big, what I would term, global tourism draw. And probably most of those people are from Canada and Mexico are coming here anyway. With that said, I'm not sure the tourism industry really cares so much about drawing people from outside the region and the country. I mean, a dollar is a dollar. Mm-hmm. Whether that person's coming from Minnesota or Illinois or maybe coming from Norway and Germany to visit, you know, people that have, who have settled here from there. The one advantage of drawing in outside money is that you are bringing new money into the economy. So you could say, well, if it's Wisconsin dollars, you're recirculating them. But I think if you own a bar or a restaurant or a hotel or work at a water park, you're just happy to see customers.
Now, there are some hot spots in terms of county destinations. Milwaukee is one, Dane another, Waukesha, Brown County, and Sauk County. Now, these are outliers. These are getting a lot of tourist hits. What's drawing people to those areas?
Well, if you look at the top 10 counties for tourism spending, the top three are the top largest counties in the state. So Milwaukee, Dane, and Sauk are 1, 2, and 3. Dane, and Brown would be the top. Sauk slips into there because that's Wisconsin Dells.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just looking down the stats here of the top 10 counties. Most of them are the larger counties. That's just because there are more people there spending money. Milwaukee, obviously, you have everything from all the sports teams there, big art museum. Business trips count as tourism. So if you're having a big business event, for example, the Epic Systems user group meeting in Dane County, that's now one of the largest tourism events in Dane County. It's rivaling the World Dairy Expo. So maybe that says something about Wisconsin's changing economy if the tech conference is now rivaling the Dairy Expo as the biggest event. But, yeah, those business meetings help pad the numbers, too.
So for tourism promotion in the state, especially the State Department of Tourism, what's their focus? Are they trying to get more business conventions? I mean, we're not blanketing Uzbekistan with Travel Wisconsin ads, but where are they putting their efforts?
I think it's like most of the Midwestern states, they're all sort of competing for Midwestern visitors. So you maybe don't see as many of the Wisconsin tourism ads here as you might see in Minneapolis is a good market. Chicago area is one of the strongest markets historically. Michigan tends to be a pretty good draw. Iowa is right in there. So that's where they target those ads. It's kind of funny. You travel around and you hear the other states' ads. I see Minnesota's ads here all the time. So spring is the time when they drop the tourism ads on everybody.
Yeah, I don't think you looked at this, Mike, but I'm curious, you know, if the same is true of our neighboring states, you know, Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, that most of their tourist dollars are coming from in-state, too. Or do we just have an incredibly rich state with lots of places to go?
It may be some of that. Maybe people here don't have enough money to travel outside the state. But I think Michigan and Minnesota would probably see a lot of the similar numbers. I would imagine California would. You know, if you lived in California, you would stay there on vacation. That might be a good follow-up at some point, Veronica. I could look at where travelers are and where they go. I mean, globally, tourism and travel is a huge industry. And as the becomes easier to fly and people around the world have more money and mobility, it all feeds into itself. And you know, travel and tourism is a great, rich enhancer of life that I think a lot of people, if they have the money to do it, really do enjoy spending their time. And if you stay close to home, you don't have to, you know, take a big expensive plane flight somewhere.
Well, we want to hear from you. What is your favorite place to go when you are a tourist in the state of Wisconsin? And is there something that you think we should be telling the rest of the region, the country, maybe the world about that might bring them in to check out our state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We've got Richard to start us off. He's in Eau Claire. Richard, hi.
Hi. Well, some of the favorite things we've always liked to do, and we've always pretty much stayed in Wisconsin to do it, and that's everything from boating to sporting events to watching our kids play hockey and all that stuff during the winter. But we got into motorcycling here a few years ago in our early 70s, there isn't any state that I have ever visited that I can remember that's much prettier than Wisconsin as far as in the summertime. The North Shore of Lake Superior and all along that South Shore around Bayfield, the Hayward Lakes area, you can go out for maybe 2 or 3 days at a time, be within a few hours of some of the greatest scenery and people and restaurants that I would think of. There is any place.
And Richard, if somebody has just a couple hours to take the best motorcycle ride in Wisconsin, where would you point them toward?
I think probably the Great River Road. That would be number one.
Beautiful.
Along the St. Croix would be right up there too.
Richard, thanks so much for the call. So yeah, that on the road tourism, Mike, is I know I've heard a lot of people do that, whether in motorcycles, RVs, or just a old-fashioned car.
Yeah, I have seen I like to bicycle the back roads of Wisconsin. So I have seen a lot of motorcycle groups and motorcyclists. It's a very popular activity. I think it's something the state does try to promote. We've got obviously have Harley here. And Wisconsin's road system, whether for bicycling, driving, or taking, you know, the motorcycle, is phenomenal. And get off those big roads and on the back roads, and there's always something kind of fun to see. I like to tell the story about bicycling in Dane County. We've got all these paved roads because they wanted to get the dairy trucks back into the farms. So Wisconsin went on this big push in the 30s and 40s to get its roads paved. And I think everybody probably appreciates that if you're a tourist.
Nice. Well, let's take another call here. We've got Taryn on the line from Onalaska. Hi, Taryn.
Hello.
Hi, what is your vote?
Well, my vote would be the Driftless region around the Kickapoo River, which is a wonderful, they call it the crookedest river in the world. It's a wonderful river to canoe or inner tube. And there's all sorts of other activities, including what the Kickapoo Valley Reserve has to offer.
What is that? What is the Kickapoo Valley Reserve?
It's like a huge natural park where you can go and hike and ride horses and bike ride, and it just seems to go on and on forever, and you see all sorts of wildlife, and I have to tell you, I moved here from Los Angeles.
Oh.
You can only imagine. I mean, when I moved my kids out here, they were like, and now what? You know, there's a lot of Amish, a lot of Amish farms, a lot of Amish goods that you can purchase, quilts and maple syrup and, you know, wood crafting. And it's just... I used to think I'd died and gone to heaven when I got here just because it was just so beautiful and pristine.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. You're really making the case for the Driftless region there, Mike.
I took my son on the Kickapoo River last summer and we did a paddle trip, and it's just a really beautiful place to go, spring-fed river. It's set up. You can just grab a canoe for about 3 hours and go. And I wanted to ask your caller if she was able to get her Californians to come out here and visit. Ooh. If she makes the pitch to them.
Taryn, you still there?
Yes.
Are you able to get your California friends out here? Do they want to come?
Well, you know, part of my problem is, you know, when you see something really beautiful, you want to share it, but at the same time, you don't want to inundate it with people because...
You don't want to bring Los Angeles to Wisconsin with you.
Fine. She wants to keep it to herself. Okay. There we go. Well, we're talking right now to Mike Ivey, business reporter for the Capital Times, about tourism here in Wisconsin.
And we want to hear from you. Why do you think a lot of Wisconsinites, as we hear in a new report, stay in the Badger State for vacation? What is your favorite vacation spot? If you had to come up with an ad for Wisconsin, what things would you use to promote the state to people from outside Wisconsin? Get them to come here, spend some cash. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email talk@wpr.org.
We're picking up our conversation now about tourism in Wisconsin with business reporter Mike Ivey.
We want to hear from you. Why do you think most of our tourists are internal tourists, people from Wisconsin? Is there a favorite vacation destination that you love, that you recommend to other people, maybe that you think the state should use to market itself to people from outside the state? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go back to our phones now. We've got Paul on the line from Madison. Hi, Paul.
Hi there. I'm calling because I have a couple of grade school granddaughters visiting in July when school is out. And while I know about the Dells and the zoo in Madison, there's probably a lot of places within an hour or so's drive that they would enjoy visiting, but I have no idea about. If people have ideas, I'd like to hear about them, and I will listen on the air.
Well, before you go, Paul, are you thinking outdoor, you know, state park kind of destinations?
Sure, outdoor, exactly, yeah. Mostly outdoor, but... Or for example, a gentle river to canoe would be one thing that I have in mind, and I don't know where I might find that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to toss this to you, Mike, because you are very much an out-and-about kind of guy. Where would you recommend for Paul?
I'm a big fan of Devil's Lake State Park. Just
hard
if
to go
someone
wrong.
Hasn't been there before, it's so dramatic, and the views that you can get from some of the hiking. Now, it is pretty popular and gets some decent crowds. If I can put a plug in for one place, I'm a big fan of this Little America Amusement Park east of Madison. I think it's in Marshall. It's sort of a mini Knott's Berry Farm, for lack of a better term. It has a kid-sized ride, but it's pretty cheap. You could bring your lunch and hang out, and it's all locally owned. I like that place.
In that same vein, Circus World.
Circus World is another one that I've been to many times. In terms of good canoeing rivers, I think Kickapoo is a good one. People like the McCann River is fun. The Wisconsin River, in fact, is set up with a lot of different places that will carry your boat for you, or even get it down to the river and shuttle it back and forth. You can camp on the sandbars. So, There's plenty of options.
Devil's Lake might be a good option. It's got a rugged hike if you want. It's got a mellow hike around the lake, and you can get out in those paddle boats on the lake, too. So you've got, you can cover a lot of ground. It's swimming if it's warm enough in
July. And if you want to stay in Madison, you can rent boats on Lake Wingra, I know. And other places, too. Lots of little places for the local lakes. Well, good luck, Paul. I hope that helps. And maybe some other callers will give some suggestions as well as we move along here.
We've got Lynn on the line now in Kane County, Illinois. Am I reading that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, you're an outsider. You're down in Illinois. What do you like to check out here in Wisconsin?
Well, we have a lake home in Wisconsin,
okay.
In Washera County on Pleasant Lake, and it's a glacial lake, and it's absolutely beautiful. But one of the places that we have found, and you mentioned Baraboo, we just love that area. Also, just north of us in Coloma is the Crystal River. There's wonderful canoeing, kayaking, and they also have a great tour of the Crystal River kind of thing that goes around up there near King. So that would be something I'd recommend to the gentleman from Madison. It would only be like about an hour north. But we love to go to the winery, the Wollersheim Winery.
Great. Well, lots of great recommendations there, Lynn. Thanks, and enjoy your next visit to the lake house. Mike, you want to jump in? You were nodding at the Crystal River there.
Oh, there's so many great paddling opportunities. Maybe that's one thing that the tourism guys could do better here. I'm not sure how much we promote the outdoor stuff. I think they do quite a lot of that, but I see the water parks and more of the bricks and mortar places seem to get a lot of the love from the tourism people. I'm always curious on how big the market is for more of those nature-based activities. I know Michigan has got a big push on now with their parks doing more nature-based things. They've got they're doing a yoga class. They're doing things that might appeal to that crowd more than the traditional tourists. But I'm not an expert on it.
And we're talking about your favorite places to go in Wisconsin. We're talking Wisconsin tourism right now, looking at why most Wisconsinites choose to vacation here in Wisconsin. It's responsible for the bulk of our tourism numbers, and that means, you know, we gotta like it here. There are things we love doing here in Wisconsin. We're taking your votes for the best things to do when you are vacationing, doing something special here in Wisconsin. Our number, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll get back to our callers now. We've got Alexis on the line in Milwaukee. Alexis, hi. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation, well, I'm from Milwaukee. I'm a city girl, but when I travel, typically it's just to Grandma's house, and she lives way up north next to the UP in Marinette, and I think that up there it's just great, and I thought it was super interesting that people typically stay in Wisconsin for vacationing, and when I heard those numbers, I was just shocked because I wouldn't have thought that that counted as, like, tourism when people just go out of their way. But, I love, like, Oshkosh and places like that because I'm from the city. So seeing all that great nature, like, even just going down the highway, it's wonderful. And, yeah. And I think that people typically stay in Wisconsin because the people here are just so, like, welcoming and cozy. And Wisconsin just has such a great history where no matter where you go, there's something interesting to do, and the local people are just so great and wonderful, and I love it here, and I would never want to move from here, and I just hope that people from other states find us just as welcoming and great as we find ourselves.
Alexis, thank you so much for sharing that love of Wisconsin. You know, as she was talking, it made me think there's so many places in Wisconsin where you can go. Like, I was just in Sheboygan, and there's a water park. And there was great food, and then not far there were a couple great state parks and museums in the area.
There.
I didn't go surfing, but you can combine a lot of different modes of tourism, you know, within a 20-minute radius of a lot of places, Mike.
Yeah, I got all excited earlier this spring. I did what I call the Wisconsin triple header. I got up in the morning. There was still some snow left at Elver Park, so I went over there and skied. Then I came back and took a bike ride with a few buddies of mine. And then I said, okay, I got to go for it. And I put the kayak in and paddled down Winger Creek right behind my house. So, I mean, it was kind of like California Light.
There's a triathlon in there somewhere.
A mini triathlon. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jeannie's joining us in Northbrook, Illinois. Hi there.
Hi, I'd just like to suggest the EAA Museum in Oshkosh, as well as the Big Fly-In. It's usually the last week of July or early August. And it's a fabulous international event. And you don't even really have to like aviation to enjoy it. There's so much history. It's just a really, really fabulous place. And now they have a Hall of Innovation, which has all kinds of new inventions, everything from electric skateboards to observational crafts and things that they're using in other parts of the world for all kinds of even philanthropic efforts. It's just, there's something for everybody there.
Jeannie, isn't that museum open year-round? It's not just during the air show, right? So you can go up any time?
Right. The museum is open year-round, and it has a particularly great exhibits for kids when they're studying World War II. That whole era is so well represented there. There's even a simulator, like a ride that they couldn't even take at Great America. They get to create their own ride. And there's just so many ways that kids can be stimulated there.
Jeannie, thanks a lot for the call. You know, and that air show, I bet that might be an exception. I bet that brings in people from way more than just our region here, Mike.
That's got to be one of the biggest draws, I would think, for the valley as it is. Mm-hmm.
And as we wrap up here, Mike, where are you going to vacation in Wisconsin this summer?
Well, I just got back from Superior Falls, which is the Montreal River that separates the UP from Wisconsin. And I've been a lot of places in Wisconsin. I'd never hiked in around and seen this falls with all the water pouring over this huge gorge. I mean, I was going to post some homemade video on my Twitter account, but I don't know if anybody would watch it. But I'll probably go there. I'm going to take some bike rides. My dad lives in La Crosse. I love to bicycle over there. Phenomenal. And Milwaukee is, I mean, it was the number one tourist draw, but there is a lot of stuff to do in Milwaukee. Just exploring the neighborhoods there is a blast.
A lot of great ideas. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us again today. That was Mike Ivey, business reporter for the Capital Times.